Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. It's a live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Kicking off the third hour, it's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. Talk about what you want to talk about. Real quick, freetalklive.com's website we've set up for you. You can get completely interactive over there. We have all kinds of areas that are very interesting to folks to check out. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners, where ladies of all sizes, shapes, colors, and ages have decided that they want to be enshrined in our shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com. It's one of the most viewed pages at Free Talk Live. It's shrine.freetalklive.com. Let's go check out Sam in Michigan. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi there. I'm listening to you on WKZO in Kalamazoo.
Excellent.
And I was just wondering if anybody has ever... I haven't heard that whether that boy that got shot, did he have a history of breaking and entering, and perhaps...
Do you mean Trayvon Martin?
Trayvon Martin?
No, as far as I understand, he had no criminal record at all.
Oh, because I thought, well, maybe this guy had him under surveillance, and I was just wondering about it. I thought I'd give you a call,
There seems to be more and more stories coming out around this, and it's very interesting. Now there's a witness coming out to saying that apparently Trayvon was on top of Zimmerman, pummeling him, and that's
but who knows what happened before that?
Who knows? There's no doubt about it, and you can imagine what it must be like having somebody chasing you around. Sam, I appreciate the call. There's some audio issues there. Having somebody sort of following you in a neighborhood, not being from that neighborhood, feeling like you're sketched out. And I imagine that he was probably felt threatened. And at the same time, I imagine if Zimmerman was getting pummeled, he probably felt threatened. I don't know. I think that we all need to kind of step back from this story and wait for more of it to come out. I think that some people are using it to grandstand, and I don't think we live in a post-racial America yet.
You
I'd really love to see a post-racial America.
Using it to grandstand? Like the Million Hoodie March?
Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. I kind of feel when like those guys get involved, that they make the problem worse, not better.
But do you think anything they do is grandstanding? I mean, they're just being activists, pretty much.
I think that for one, if they're wrong, what are they doing? I mean, if you're pushing...
Well, even if they are wrong, I mean, I like people to be right, right? I like the truth to be followed, I guess. But to have a march where a lot of people wear hoodies and say, hey, look, we're here, we're black or whatever race we are, and we're wearing hoodies, and we're not suspicious just because of that.
Well, they're using terms like calling for justice, which is essentially code.
Wouldn't you want justice if you were his
father
or mother?
I do want justice, but once you get entrenched in what your idea of justice is in a particular instance, then any other justice, even real justice, may not be good enough for you. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do, but I haven't heard anybody say that they'll only be satisfied if George Zimmerman gets killed.
I haven't heard anybody say that either. But folks are going out and holding signs and stuff like that. What if justice is being served? Are people acting like justice is being served?
I don't think it is being served though.
How do you know?
Well, because I don't know. Maybe it seems like it's been pretty slow. This happened a month ago, and there's been nothing except this public outcry.
A month.
Yeah.
I don't think it's been that long.
Yes, it happened at the end of February.
Is it? Okay.
Yep.
I don't know. I want to find out more. There seems to be more and more trickling out about this story, and it really makes me wonder. The Zimmerman's lawyers come out and said that the Stand Your Ground law has no bearing in this case. If it has no bearing, then why would the Sanford police not arrest? My experience with police is they tend to be overzealous in an arrest, not underzealous.
Yeah.
I'm very curious.
I do agree. I mean, there was a caller who called this show last night. I think it was Ice 2020. And he said, he brought out the double standard of, what would happen if it was a black man who had shot a white teenager? And I think it would be really different. And that's the problem I have.
I don't know. We don't have that story to compare. We do have the story out of, was it Kansas City or something like that, where a white kid got jumped by two black kids and set on fire, gasoline poured on.
Oh, my goodness. When did that happen? I didn't even hear about it.
Within the last month. Right. And you wouldn't hear about it. You know, it's not the kind of story that necessarily gets coverage. Now, the difference is that in that circumstance, the two black teenagers don't have the sanction of law.
I think part of the reason that this is getting so much attention to the Trayvon Martin thing is because George Zimmerman hasn't been charged or arrested.
Well, if the family
probably feels like the only option they have is
in
to
journalism,
get public awareness.
Journalists tend to copy what other journalists have written. If some journalist was a little sloppy or just listened to one side of the story, say the family's lawyers come out and say that there's a 911 tape, they listen to it, there's two gunshots, before the second gunshot, Trayvon is begging for his life. Mm-hmm. So you've got that one story, and then it gets repeated because that's a big deal.
There were eyewitnesses who said that too, though.
There were some.
Yeah,
but this is why they have courts. So this is why they attempt to find whatever the truth is, because there are witnesses that say now there's witnesses that say the other side of the story, and there's evidence that in fact Zimmerman apparently had a godchild that was black and had helped some black families, and maybe that they're painting this guy as a bigot, having said that he went around to doors and warned the black people that are running around, and he
called 911 like all the time pretty much,
and apparently there was a racial epithet mentioned.
I heard that too.
911.
Yeah,
that was I heard that on NPR. So I'm interested in this story, and I'm not saying that I don't. I don't know. I'm not going to rush to judgment on this story. I think that
Do you think
what
it's a
must
good...
it be like to be Zimmerman? If Zimmerman was in the right, what must it be like to be him today? And it must stink.
Must stink to be Trayvon's parents or him too.
I'm sorry. If in the world, and I'm talking about an imaginary world because we don't know what happened. If Zimmerman's in the right, then apparently Trayvon was in the wrong. And I'm sorry for any family who loses their child. I don't care why. I'm sorry that it happened. But I don't want this man's life ruined because people tried him in the media.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I kind of feel.
It happens to a lot of people. But Mark, do you think, one last question, do you think this is a good excuse to talk about racial issues and the idea that sometimes there are these stereotypes that a lot of people hold? That
I think it's I think it's a great idea to talk about race. I think it's a good idea. I think some people can come unglued, and you get a lot of bigots whenever you start talking about race on the radio. But I also think that when you try to use one circumstance as a foil to talk about race, that you can do injustices to people in that circumstance. Zimmerman is only responsible for Zimmerman's actions. He is not responsible for the racial injustices of this nation for the last 400 years.
Mm-hmm.
So he shouldn't be tried and shouldn't be convicted based on racial injustices over the last 400 years. The fact that black people were released and didn't get their 40 acres and a mule and all the other things that that went along.
I also kind of wonder why people aren't focusing a little more attention on the police department that's not charging him, right? We don't know anything about them.
I don't know that much about them.
Yeah.
And people in the police department have said that there was only one shell casing, not two. I mean, there's lots of this sort of innuendo flying around, and I'm very interested in it. Let's go to Ed in Tennessee. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, my guns and stupidity again and tyranny. Hey, Mark, you made the comment the other night that more guns, less crime. That was by John Lott.
Yeah.
He's been debunked, and also look what the prick did. Have you heard of Mary Rosh, R-O-S-H?
He invented this online persona, basically,
right,
to agree with him that would, comment on all of these things that he wrote online. And
automatically debunked more guns, less crime.
Yeah, there are so many confounders in those statistics. Yeah.
If you look at it my way, like I said, there's a lot of things, or some things I may die for, but there's nothing I'm going to kill for.
Hold the line, Ed. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Hi,
Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value, and if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am a dirty ass. Take away everything you can get. Keep them all over this immortal dead.
And they call it democracy.
I had enough of green lies from fascistic psychopathic genocidal corporation. All I want is the truth.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453-SACL. Toll free call in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about the Trayvon Martin case here.
Real quick, though, Stephanie, tell me about the Free State Project.
It's awesome. It's a collection of liberty-loving people who have all pledged that they will move to New Hampshire and get active to create more freedom in their lives. as long as 20,000 other people do, too. And it's over 11,500 now, as far as I understand.
Yep, more than 1,000 people have already picked up their lives and moved for the Free State Project here in New Hampshire. And I think that's the real Free State Project, is the picking up and moving. I don't care when you do it. But you can go over to freestateproject.org. We'd love you to sign up for the Free State Project.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great way to show support for the Free State Project.
And be around. I mean, if you're liberty curious, you can always go to Porkfest, which is the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and you can find that at porcfest.com, and find out more about it. I mean, it's basically a gathering of all kinds of liberty-minded people, and if you haven't been to one before, wow, get ready for your life to change. I mean, I know that sounds like phantasmagorical, but it's true. It's a lot of people go to Porkfest, and they're like, this has never happened to me before.
it's the Burning Man of the Liberty
Organization. You got to see it at least once, and be warned, you might want to move once too.
Let's go to Ed in Tennessee. Ed, back on Free Talk Live.
Man? Yep. Hey, you know, most people are killed by somebody they know. 85% of whites are killed by somebody white. 90% to 95% of blacks killed by somebody black.
Sure.
And if Trayvon would have had a gun, Zimmerman did have a gun, it could have been two murders. But, see, the way I look at it, I've never had a gun, and I've been in this pretty brutal situations. If I'd have had a gun, there would have been a guaranteed death. I didn't have a gun. Believe it or not, I got mugged by four black guys, but I still speak up against the racism toward them.
Yeah.
But I got mugged in a drug deal.
Wow.
Isn't that funny?
Well,
okay.
You know, anyway, I think that
they didn't kill me.
Most of the times I've heard stories, and I, you know, because here's, I don't want, while I tend to agree that, you know, I've never been in an instance in my life where having a gun or pulling a gun would have been a particularly good thing for me to do. At the same time, I recognize that people have stories where they've shown a weapon in a waistband, or they've pulled a weapon in a certain circumstance, where things have been beneficial. Nobody died.
But if you pull it, you have to be prepared to use it.
Of course, yeah, if you pull it, you have to be prepared to use it.
That's the thing I think a lot of people have trouble with. I mean,
I think that one of the reasons that they make that statement is if you pull it and you're not prepared to use it, then the other guy might pull his and be prepared to use it. And you never know whether they've got him or not.
And another thing you're leaving out, collateral damage.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Look how many kids and all get, you know, it's not a lot, but look how many get shot accidentally in drive-bys due to the insane war on drugs.
Yeah.
But anyway, hey, Steph, just the other day I read an article in L.A. Times. Listen to this sad story. It could not happen in my vehicle. This is what I'm trying to say. These four or five kids get in the car, get in the back seat. There's a gun in there. The 5 or 6, 7-year-old picks the gun up, fires it somehow, and it kills her 7-year-old sister.
Impossible in
my household or my car. And I'm not going to worry about having a gun to so-called defend my... I never have, and I'm 55 years old.
You made it that far.
I hear you. I know. But at the same time, I wouldn't put a sign out in front of my house said...
Okay, Mark, I'll challenge you on that. I will.
Yeah, you know...
I wouldn't.
It's big deal. There's not a lot of... Hey, look it up. How many homes get broken into today, and they come in to kill you?
Well, not very many, but I don't want my home broken into when they don't come in to kill me.
But are you going to shoot?
Admit,
are you
going to
shoot a robber?
1997 Zenith television isn't that important.
Are you going to shoot a robber, though? I mean, like, are you prepared to kill somebody who just wants to steal from you? I don't know if
I don't know what world we're talking about here. Is this the world where I have a handgun?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, Mark. In New Hampshire, I looked it up. You're one of the safest states. I live in Tennessee. Mm. You look it up.
I couldn't say as to why Tennessee isn't safe, but I can tell you that I'd say that one of the reasons that burglaries are so low where I live is because everybody's got a gun in their home and burglars don't want
it. But is that the real reason, or is it because it's rural and because it's
the
socioeconomic status? And I'm skeptical that it's all about the guns. Like that book, More Guns, Less Crime, basically what he asserts is that the areas that have more guns have less crime, and there's a lot of confounders in that. I mean, it's like
a confounding variable
that they didn't take into account when they've done those studies. So, for instance,
well, no,
a lot of the places... A lot of the places that have, hold on a second, a lot of the places that have these gun laws that are more liberal, Vermont, Alaska, New Hampshire, they're more rural places, and there's less crime that happens in rural places. The socioeconomic status is different of people. The racial breakdown is different. I mean, so there are lots of things that can, you know,
but there are places like California and Illinois and New York where they have restrictive gun laws, mm-hmm. and they have plenty of rural places there, too. So, I mean, you can compare rural to rural, and you compare a metro to metro. I mean, I don't know. I haven't looked
at these
numbers.
But how many metros have liberal gun laws, though?
I'm not pouring over this because it's not my issue.
But how many metros? There are no real big cities that have, like, unrestrictive gun laws.
I guess I want to go on to the next call here. But, Ed, do you think a person has a right to own a gun?
I think they should if they want to own a gun. But it's just ignorant to me. And you were talking about the people, Mark, involved in the shootings. Most of the time, I just jot it down while you were talking. It's usually low IQ, mental illness, mental retardation, and they've already proven that poverty poisons the brain of the children. Mark, I don't think...
Who's dumb and poor? I'm sorry, I don't know who's dumb and poor, Ed.
Some of these women have to go through when they do have children, and the children they have no...
Violence, I think, is what you're saying, right, Ed? Mark was wondering what you're saying about...
hormones. And the woman, because most of them have no mate. Like I told you,
70%
of women have no, black women have no mate.
Yeah. Ed,
and
Mark
no
was
money.
Asking you, Ed, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mark was asking you what about when you said about intelligence and ignorance. What were you saying about that?
I was saying a lot of the murders and shootings that go on are from low IQ individuals, a lot of mental illness, mental retardation. Like, I was watching the thing the other day, you know, what's it called, True TV. They had live footage, cameras in there, a guy riding the subway. All of a sudden, a guy walks by, a guy pulls out a hammer and just starts beating him like something you'd see in a horror movie, but it was real.
Sounds awful.
He was just a total mental case. And listen to this one. You can look it up. I wish I could name his name. He pulled his own eyeball out and ate it. And then ate the other one, and he was confident enough to stand trial. And his name, I think, was Andre Thomas. But
there's no real win. Ed, thanks for the call. There's no real win in getting that mental incompetence thing because you're just going to go to a different type of prison. You know, people will often say, "Well, yeah, pleading insanity, they get off. Get off for what?
I mean, they're going to be
the Hinckley guy who shot Reagan has been in a mental home since then.
Yeah.
It's really no different than prison. Take it from a guy who was in prison for 8.5 years.
Yeah.
We'll take your call next here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping. shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. Check out Bitcoins at weusecoins.org. They're the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With Bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service that you've got to abide by. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software and be using them in just a few minutes. With Bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world. No fees, and without the needing permission from any bank or government. To learn how, visit weusecoins.org. It's weusecoins.org. And now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your Bitcoins with cash, visit BitInstant.com. It's easy to use. BitInstant.com. Let's go. It's Mark.
And Stephanie.
Almost forgot, didn't I?
We have fun during the break.
Silly. Let's go to Mark in New York. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I'm still trying to calm down from last caller taking somebody's eyes out. But the sibling that shot the other sibling, that was actually a police officer's gun. Him and his wife went to the store. He left his service revolver in the car, and the kid grabbed it.
Mm.
That's what that story was.
Wow. Yeah, so maybe he a little more responsibility. Maybe a little more responsibility could have gone far in that.
Yeah, I have a carrier's permit in New York, and most
people... Is that hard to get?
Yeah, it's unusual.
Well, I'm in New York State, don't forget.
Is it hard to get?
Actually, the county I'm in, I have a restriction on it, but most counties in New York State, you could actually carry concealed.
Okay.
Okay.
The kid that shot that poor baby... when he called in, I heard a recording from the police, and he said he was following this kid. He didn't mention he had a gun. and they told him to back off. They should have been more adamant about saying, listen, you got to back off because you're going to be in danger. The kid's on foot. He's not in the car. We'll be there eventually. But he didn't even mention that he had a gun. To me, I've been around cops all my life. I actually worked with them. And this kid's a wannabe. They used to call him rent-a-cops. And he got a little bit of power there. And in the state he's in, he's able to put that gun in his pocket. But I don't think he understands what they call fight or flight. Now, if you're confronted with somebody who's going to attempt to kill you or assault you, you have to make a decision. Either you run or you fight.
Right.
If you decide to fight, your heart rate goes anywhere from 175 to 185 beats per minute.
If a guy's pretty fast.
You'll never be able to shoot straight.
You'll not unless you've been training.
Shoot. Exactly. And I train and I train and I train, but this happened in Jersey about 20 years ago in Bergen County where the cops shot a kid in the back running away from him, and he had a hoodie on, too. Mm-hmm. But this is just a rent-a-cop. I'm sorry. He called in. The cops should have been more adamant saying, back off now, because now we're concerned about you. Okay? And he never mentioned he had a gun. If he did, the whole thing would have been done. That kid would have still been walking. This is their fashion today, the hoodie thing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't think, the hoodie doesn't indicate anything. I mean, I've got a hoodie. Please don't shoot me. I'm 42 and I got a family. Mm-hmm. 41. How old am I? I'm not sure.
I'm 52. I got you guys by a few years, but, Sharpton, he's a bum. Jesse Jackson's a hustler. And it's just a shame that there's not anybody in the black community that will actually stand up and really do some good work.
I think some of them try to, but these are the guys that the media goes to.
You remember Roy Ennis years ago?
No.
Oh, him and his son. I forgot what it was called. They were terrific. He's the one who was on Geraldo when Geraldo got hit with the chair.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, he was on there. Roy Ennis was great. He was, he was right there, but there's nobody to stand up for them. Nobody.
Yeah.
And now Sharpton.
I feel like, whoever, stands up and wants to have this conversation about race needs to be uncompromising. But at the same time, they don't need to be self-aggrandizing hustlers. And, I mean, I've got to say, that's what it feels like to me. I've seen Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. I don't know these guys personally. I have briefly met Al Sharpton, to say hi, that kind of thing. But, I don't know these guys or anything about them. And it seems like now that Al's got his own TV show and stuff like that, he's not near as verbose and, bombastic as he used to be. Now that he's part of the system, he's plugged in, a few compromises here and there. What it comes down to is people should be treated like people. And I know that we're not there yet. And I'm not going to say that I don't see race. I think that's a foolish thing to
you
say.
You do say you don't have a race,
I choose not to have one. If race is something that someone has to choose for themselves and other people choose for them, I'm going to choose not to have one. But I'm not going to claim not to be able to see. I certainly know.
Yeah. I agree with you that we're not there yet.
You remember that, never mind the Tawana Brawley thing there, but Al Sharpton was actually the guy who set up John DeLorean. He's the one who brought him the cocaine.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know that.
Didn't know that either.
Yeah, there's pictures out there. Yeah, I'm an old man, I tell you, buddy. I've been around this game for a while, and I'm just, it's starting to get old, the movie. It's starting to get real old.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Mark. We need more cars with gold wings. I gotta say, the DeLorean, it's like a milk truck underneath that hood, but gold wings, it's really cool.
It is cool.
I wish they
really cool
had more of that, but what are you gonna do? I've heard that they were gonna bring the DeLorean back. I don't know. Maybe people they can seem to forgive Clinton for not inhaling. They can forgive Bush for snorting coke. They can forgive Obama for whatever drugs he's done. Why has DeLorean been away for so long? Made a fine car, fine automobile. Stephanie,
we were talking about the student
loans. Yeah,
we started this a little while ago. From the Wall Street Journal, student loan debt has topped $1 trillion. And so the typical student debt outstanding appears to have surpassed $1 trillion late last year, said officials at the Consumer Financial... The total. Thank you, Mark, for clarifying that.
right, I know student everybody debt's big, but it ain't one typically $1 trillion. Go ahead.
Right. Said officials at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, I didn't even know they existed, a federal agency created in the wake of the financial crisis. Oh, they're a new one. That would be roughly 16% higher than an estimate earlier this year by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Because I guess nobody really knows what the real number is.
Yeah, the total number doesn't really even matter to me. I mean, it might be great for a news story and that kind of thing, but I really wonder about college and what it's worth to individuals. I feel like people are sold a bill of goods.
Yeah.
I feel like kids are told, look, you go to high school,
mm-hmm.
and you finish that. You go to college, you finish that. Maybe you get yourself a master's or whatever, but you definitely got to go to college. And they go to college, they get this debt, whatever it might be. You know, they pick whatever university they pick. Sometimes they, you know, for one, why would you pick a university when you can go to a community college? Some kids want to get away from home. I understand. Mm-hmm. I certainly did. I wanted to get away from all the rules, which, frankly, were good ones. I'd have been a lot better off if I'd followed them, that my mother wanted to lay down for me.
Well, but you probably want some independence as well, right? A little bit of a chance to explore.
I got enough independence in high school, managed to get my butt in prison. Yeah. Independence for some, you know, some are better with independence than others. Everybody's got to learn their lessons and however they learn them. And I'm not going to say I'm not, but I just, you know, some kids end up with $100,000 behind the eight ball.
Yeah.
And they've got a degree in sociology or psychology or, you know, something that is equally useless.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many? Just go around and talk to kids. If you're looking for college, go around and talk to people. And
who have gone to college.
Who have gone to college. Ask them what they're doing and ask them how, not if. How their degree has helped them.
Yeah.
What did you learn in college that was so important that you needed to spend $100,000 in today's dollars on it?
And was it worth the debt? Yeah. And is there an opportunity for you to go to college? I mean,
I think 4 years in the workplace is probably going to teach you as much and pay you significantly more than going to college.
Yeah.
Really what it's about is it about application of your personal energy.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you do, you're going to do it better if you apply yourself to it and if you care about it, if you
want
to
do it. And a lot of people don't do that in college. You know, they treat it as a 13th grade, right?
I'd rather go to work for free in a career that I was interested in than go to college and pay them to tell me 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Am I off my rocker? 855-450-FREE.
If you've ever considered a reverse mortgage to provide extra retirement funds, now is a great time to call MetLife Home Loans for a free DVD and information kit. We've reduced costs on our Heckam Saver reverse mortgage product, making it a favorable alternative to a home equity line of credit. As a result, more people are adding reverse mortgages to their retirement plans. If you or any co-owners of the home are at least 62, call MetLife Home Loans to learn more about this smart way to take advantage of the equity in your home while you continue to own it. There's no obligation, so call for your DVD today. Call MetLife Home Loans at 800-598-1781 for your free kit and DVD. That's 800-598-1781. 800-598-1781. All loans are subject to approval. Interest accrues on the loan amount disbursed. Certain conditions and fees apply. Mortgage financing provided by MetLife Home Loans, a division of MetLife Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a biomat.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. SACL toll-free call online, 855-450-3733. And you might, we might be able to sneak in here in the final segment. But I want to tell you about shop.freetalklive.com. Shop.freetalklive.com is a great way for you to do the shopping you'd normally do online. Amazon, for instance, is one of the retailers there. Newegg is the other one. But you do your shopping at Amazon that you normally do, and you'll get the same prices, the same service, the same shipping, the same everything you get from Amazon if you go through shop.freetalklive.com. But Free Talk Live, we'll get a cut. We'll get, a nice little percentage they give us just because you go through shop.freetalklive.com. It's a great way to help Free Talk Live without costing you anything. Shop.freetalklive.com. So let's go to the phones and to the fun here. Sam calling from Albertville. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, this is David out of Albertville, Alabama.
David, all right.
We're talking about college and so forth. Everybody wants their children to go to college, give them a shot at a better life, so on. Of course,
I want my kid to have a better life, too.
I agree with you. They're a lot of times they're 4 years behind when they come out. But, I agree with life experience and so forth, but I wanted my children to certainly have the opportunity to go to college here in Alabama. About 20 years ago, the Treasury Department of the state started a program called PACT, P-A-C-T. And the deal is, when your child's born, you start out and you pay my 11-year-old, Savannah. She started her in the program when she was born, and $150 a month. I've been drafted in my account. And Treasury Department takes the money and they invest it in the stock market. Well, you know the rest of that story.
Yeah, that didn't go well.
Yeah. So it was supposed to be able to pay for the college later on?
The deal is the PACT program, since, they let you go to their state-funded colleges, if you pay your PACT premium, in our case, it's $150 a month until your child graduates high school, then any time after high school, your child can enter one of the state colleges, such as Alabama, Auburn, et cetera, and they can attend college for 4 years with the tuition's already been prepaid by your PACT premiums.
So that kind of obligates your child to go to a college, a state college, right?
that's the deal. See, it's a state program, PAC.
Yeah.
If you pay your premiums, then that covers all the tuition. All their tuition's covered already by your premiums you paid in the PAC since they were born. When they graduate high school, you stop paying, and they can enter college and take a full load every semester until they achieve a 4-year degree.
Do they have to take the full load, and do they have to go immediately after high school?
There's some technicalities or whatever, but they got plenty of leeway, where it's a fair deal. Anyway,
okay.
here's the reason I called in about it. They did a contract with us. All the people in Alabama, there's 39,000 plus members that have paid in for their children to go into the PAC program so they can go to college.
Right.
So after they graduate, you don't have to worry about the tuition, right? It's already covered. You paid you paid into the PAC program, which the state owns and controls.
So what part did you call in?
The state-funded colleges. Well, now that's blown up. And they're like, oh, no, well, we can't do this because
the
so they broke their pact, huh?
Yeah, they broke the pact. Broken, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, no. Don't trust the government. That's the lesson, huh?
Well, we've been back and forth in court, and they came up in a lower court said that, well, they're going to allow them to, they closed the program. No one knew could get in it. But the old people that join and have contracts, they're still taking our money. And the lower court, about 2 years ago said, well, here's the agreement. A judge said, we'll stop, we'll let everyone enter college, but cover your PAC premiums. We're only going to cover tuition at tuition rates in 2010. And then all the, other people that were in it will have to reach in their pocket and make up the difference whatever time the future
that stinks.
Ooh, wow, yeah.
Sam, that really stinks.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, one more thing. Recent development came out in the paper last week. Well, the Supreme Court and some of the members got together and challenged it in court, and it went all the way to the Supreme Court of Alabama. And the Supreme Court ruling was, no, they said that stinks too. And they said, no, you're going to have to pay, that would be a breach of contract. You're going to have to, their tuition's covered when they enter college. They get to go and not pay. Okay. And we all cheered and thought that was
Thank
great.
Goodness. Yeah.
What it should be. But the attorney for the state of Alabama's, comment was, that's going to use the fund up. And we're not going to be able to sustain all
That's
the
right.
members.
Wow.
You ruined it for everybody, David. They're blaming you guys for ruining it for everybody.
And if they do that with something like the PACT thing, I mean, how bad are they with people's pensions, that they promised?
Right.
The exact same thing.
This is what so many people trust these folks. David, I've got to take other calls, but I appreciate you calling in.
Yep.
Let me know if you hear anything more about this. I appreciate you calling in. Let's go to Brett. In Asheville, Brett, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Thanks, guys. Listen, that guy from Tennessee that called in, he said, this couldn't happen to me. Talking about the gun and the car and the child and all that. You know what? That's a tragedy. It's horrible.
Sure.
But you know what? That doctor who had his wife abducted and they drug her around to ATMs, they raped and murdered his two young daughters. Then they raped her. Then they burned the house down around them while he was tied up in the basement. He barely got out alive. Mm-hmm. I bet you he would have traded everything he had, including his life, for a handgun at that point. Because I bet you he never thought this could happen to me.
I agree with you completely.
He would have had to be able to get to the handgun and know how to use it.
How do you know that?
Well, you never know, and that's the thing is that usually it's difficult. And I'm not saying, look, I think that everybody has the right to arm themselves.
Yeah.
But I want to make that 100% clear. But at the same time, I know that, you know, the criminal has the element of surprise, and it doesn't matter if he's got, if he wants to kill me, and it doesn't matter whether he's got a steak knife. He's going to take me out. I could have an AR-15 slit my throat before I can do anything if you've got the element of surprise, and that's what they get. You know, if you've got a gun, you've got to keep it safe. I've got a 4-year-old. I can't just leave this thing under my pillow or put it in a bed holster right there where I can pull it. I've got to be concerned with things.
I agree with you. Trigger lock. I have a son myself.
Yeah, but, so I've got to.
I'm very, very careful about how I do things. But I'm going to tell you right quick, man. You know, guns cause crime like flies cause garbage.
Sure.
These people need to grow up. If cars are the problem with drunk driving, then let's do away with the cars. I mean,
I don't think that's what Ed was arguing, though. Honestly, I don't think that's what he was saying.
No, that's exactly his argument. It's the same thing.
No, he was just saying that the accidental things can't happen if there are no guns. I mean, if he chooses not to have a gun, he's not saying that the gun caused the accident, but, you know.
Well, maybe if the guy hadn't had a car, then, you know, they would have never been in the car. Then it would have never happened. The word if is a stupid word if you're going to use it to try and explain away bad things.
Here's what my concern is on guns and kids. My concern is people that have guns that don't teach their kids. My dad had a gun, a rifle, in the closet the whole time I was growing up. I never, and I was not a good kid, never considered for a moment going in there and touching daddy's rifle. Not even for a moment. I had my own BB gun. I knew what it was like to use one. That was his, and I didn't touch it. And I was taught never to. Yeah, we went out and shot, and he would take me out and everything. I never even considered touching his gun because I was raised around it. I was familiar with it. My concern is for people that have guns and don't teach their kids about guns and gun safety and the importance of these things. So I think you've got to do one or the other. You've either got to be...
Well, the Eddie Eagle program that the NRA has out there is great about, you know, teaching kids. You see a gun, don't touch it. Tell somebody. Tell an adult. They're very clear on how to handle these things. You know, tragedies are going to happen. I don't care what inanimate object is laying around. Tragedies happen. You know, that one guy from Tennessee, once again, he brought up something about somebody with a hammer. All right, so what do? You gotta fill out a form to get a hammer now to see if you're mentally
incompetent. No, he said it was
incompetent.
Mental illness that was driving
right,
that,
exactly,
with the guy.
Exactly.
We're so out of
the
time.
Thanks for the call, Brett. This has been Free Talk Live. Check out freetalklive.com. It's been Mark.
And Stephanie.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.